This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. And man, I'm not even sure how we're going to unpack this whole balloon thing. We have a really bad scenario or a potentially worse scenario, and I'm not totally sure which one would actually be worse for America. We'll dive into this in just a moment. We're also going to dive into where Jesse was right. I had made a little prediction. I think it was from last night that turned out to be correct. New York City, they are sending fingerprints of the unvaxxed to the FBI. We've talked about our great sorting. Do we need to start discussing the government's great sorting? We have that email roundup. We have, look, speaking of email roundup, we're getting all kinds of great emails from the feminists who are still mad about that Tucker Carlson thing. Jesse, I was thinking it would be a great show if you showcased the gun and then used it to blow your brains out. Whoever is reading this for you should do the same. Sorry, Chris, that's you. I hope you die very slowly and painfully. So that's nice. Look, as a reminder to you, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com, including the hate and the death threats. That's all welcome too. But let's begin with today. Now, I am jaded. Jaded is probably an accurate way to put it. Jaded, cynical. I don't know what word I would use to describe me, but I know I'm a little colder, a little harder. That sounds kind of weird, but a little colder, a little harder than I probably should be. I'm aware of that. And that's just, you know, life. But it takes a lot to get me to pause, to make me have a moment where I'm just taken aback and almost a little bit speechless. And because you follow this stuff for a living, you're probably the exact same way. What comes out that actually genuinely surprises you anymore? You're not one of the normie norms. You've been to the puppet show. You've seen the strings. You know about all these pieces of trash and what they want and how bad they are. Nothing. Chris, what shocks you anymore? Now, there are things that are interesting or funny or things we want to talk about, but how often do you hear something or read something political and say to yourself, what? No way. There was one today, and we have got to have a serious talk, a very serious talk. So let's just do a little setup here. And this is going to be a longer set. I said a little setup. It's going to be a longer setup, and it's necessary. So I want you to stay with me. Okay, we're going to set aside the Hunter Biden China connection stuff only in the interest of time. Not that it's not relevant. It's very, very relevant. In the interest of time, let's set aside the fact that we know through verified emails Hunter Biden is tied in financially and maybe illegally to China. We just know that. We know that. Okay. Set that aside for a moment. We had this headline. Didn't get a ton of play, but I think it's probably something we should bring up before we get to the jaw-dropping part. I brought it up, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I said, the headline was from Breitbart, secret China donations to the University of Delaware soared after the opening of the Biden Institute. Now, I want you to just pause with me for a moment. Let's pause on this because this is one of those things you read it and you roll your eyes. Okay, but we don't think about this at all. University of Delaware, not significant, certainly not significant internationally. I'm not dogging on it, certainly better than my community college, but it's not significant internationally. There's nothing going on with the University of Delaware in China. And then Joe Biden opens up the Biden Institute, and millions of dollars start coming in from China to the University of Delaware. And this that I'm about to play you is long because it's me from yesterday. But it's funny because I turned out to be right. Remember yesterday when I said this and the ties to the Clintons? A part of me misses the Clintons because they were so filthy. They were so dirty and so just openly dirty. Just run-of-the-mill, just a dirtball corruption family. Hillary Clinton gets to be Secretary of State. Obviously a deal she cut with Barack Obama to give him some favors and whatnot. So she gets to be Secretary of State. And all of a sudden, as head of State Department, as somebody with a huge say in American policy, in American dollars, these huge donations begin pouring into the Clinton Foundation from foreign countries we're dealing with. It was just the most naked, brazen corruption in the world. And everyone's looking and saying, wait, what? Hold on. Because these organizations also have to disclose, these quote nonprofits have to disclose, where'd you spend your money? You took in all this money. What'd you spend it on? And the Clintons never had any good receipts for where they spent their money. It was just, Okay, that's enough. That's what I said yesterday. Here, I want to credit Breitbart for it. This is part of the emails with the Bidens and the whole Biden Institute and University of Delaware and China. And when I tell you this is going to apply to the jaw-dropping thing from today, I swear on my life it is. Just hang with me for a moment. Quote, Clinton Global Initiative without the money raise. The Bidens, like I said, didn't I tell you this reminds me of the Clintons? The Bidens we know now through emails, the Bidens were trying to copy the Clintons. What did the Clintons do? They took an official government position, like Secretary of State, and then they created some, quote, nonprofit type thing. And these nonprofits can receive virtually unlimited donations from foreign actors. Open corruption. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's all very separate, you know, all documented and very separate, except it's not. Now, why would I be bringing up this? I already brought up the article last night. And it's why are we bringing any of this up? Well, here's why. Okay, we had a Chinese spy balloon, 60,000 feet in the air, traversing the United States of America from the Pacific to the Atlantic. And it should be noted it was discovered over Montana. Maybe you're rolling your eyes thinking, ha, 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 what dummies, what's in Montana? Remember, I grew up in Montana. You know what's in Montana? Nuclear missile silos. All that open ground has been used to install nuclear weapons. That's what's in Montana. And plus some probably other secret things I don't know about, but there are things over there. Okay, so we don't shoot it down. We allow it to collect data, whatever data it wants to collect, until it gets clear to the Atlantic, and then pop, 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 we shoot it down after the embarrassment. Then, now just stay with me because you're going to want to hear this. Then the Biden administration catches all kinds of heat, all kinds of political blowback because honestly, it doesn't matter who you are, unless you're one of the full-blown America-hating communists, Republicans, independents, the Democrats who are still sane, especially older Democrats, they're upset by allowing a foreign country to fly a spy balloon across the country. Everyone's looking at Joe saying, what? How did you not shoot that down? How could you let them do this? So in response, the Biden administration, maybe you've noticed, they've been blasting something out of the sky every 15 minutes. The most recent one, I think, was that Lake Huron one where it took two Sidewinder missiles. We still don't know where the first one is. And they blasted it out of the sky. And that prompted this question. Okay, what's going on? Are we under attack? Are these our own satellites and they're doing this to save face? Are these Chinese? Are these Russian? What are we dealing with? And the Biden administration gets so hounded by all this that he got up today and he made the most jaw-dropping statement I've heard in the longest time. I'm still processing it as I speak to you live here. This is what he had to say.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were. But nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
What did he just say? The president of the United States of America finally gives a press conference on why the military has been blasting balloons out of the sky like it's a skeet shoot on a Saturday afternoon. And his response was, we don't really know what they were. They weren't foreign. It could have been a weather balloon, maybe privately owned. I don't know. We're not sure. Do you understand what this means? Do you understand what this might mean? I will explain in just a moment. My word. Look, gear up and protect yourself, bud. Gear up and protect yourself. Protect your health. Protect your wealth. Make sure you have clean drinking water. Make sure you have an emergency food supply. Make sure you have some ammo. Protect yourself. Speaking of your wealth, have you called Oxford Gold Group yet? Have you gotten hard gold and silver? I'm talking the physical coins, gold and silver. Have you gotten them delivered to your front door yet? You know that no matter what happens, zombie apocalypse, whatever, that you will have value that will allow you to purchase goods and services that will keep yourself and your family alive. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford to send gold to your front door, silver to your front door. They will. They will, and they're super laid back, easy to work with. 833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is look, we're going to talk. Let's talk. Joe Biden, University of Delaware, on top of all the other China ties, Joe Biden, University of Delaware, millions of dollars all of a sudden flow into the university from China when he takes over, okay? We now know the FBI is searching and retrieving materials from the Biden documents at the University of Delaware. Okay, it's that alone looks ugly. It looks bad. But again, we've been blasting balloons out of the sky for 3 days now. A week now after we let one go. The president of the United States of America got up today and announced to the entire planet that he has no idea what we've been shooting
down. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were. But nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
And Chris asked me while that was playing the question of questions. Why would you say that? If you're the president of the United States of America, you want to at all times appear competent and confident and with it and informed and in charge. There's a great movie out there long time ago. U-571 is the name of the movie. Matthew McConaughey movie. It's a World War II movie about submarines and stuff like that. Very cool movie. And there's a scene in it where he had just taken over as captain of the submarine, and then he told the crew that he didn't know something. And one of his underlings grabbed him and pulled him aside and said, "You always know, even when you don't know. You're the captain. You always know. Don't ever show that face again." The president has to always know. So why would the president of the United States of America stand up in front of the entire planet? Remember, not America. The whole world watches when he speaks. Why would he stand up in front of the entire planet and say, "We've been shooting these things down, and golly, I hope we find out one day what they were. Might be private. Definitely wasn't spying." The answer to that question is one of two things. And I'm not sure which is worse, but I think this first thing is probably the best case scenario as we sit here. The best case scenario as we sit here is that Joe Biden was being extremely honest today that the United States military and the United States intelligence apparatus
have spent the last week simply blasting away at anything that moves in the sky, no matter what it is, without checking first, without anything, blasting everything they can out of the sky, either to cover Joe Biden politically or because of basic incompetence, or maybe they're scared about something. Maybe they think or they know something's coming they're worried about, so they're trying to be safe and just shooting down anything that moves. The best case scenario is the intelligence community, the military, and the president of the United States of America are so incredibly inept, corrupt, and unable to do their jobs that we now just shoot down anything that moves without checking on anything at all. That is the best case scenario. That is the best you can hope for right now. The best I can hope for is that Joe Biden was being honest and they're simply incompetent. And, well, I don't know. It might have been recreational. It could have been privately owned. Might have been weather balloons. I don't know. The best case scenario is that. And there's only one other scenario. And it's not good. The other scenario, why would the president get up and say that today? The only other plausible scenario is the president of the United States of America is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Maybe owned outright, maybe blackmail material because of his son, maybe blackmail material because of him. But maybe Joe Biden got the phone call. Of course, it would be through an intermediary. I don't want to act like China's calling the White House switchboard. Somebody in Joe Biden's circle got the phone call that said, "Hey, Joe, you've been shooting down a lot of our satellites. You better get your butt up to the podium today and tell them it wasn't us, that it was just, private or something. Either way, come up with an excuse. We're a little tired of this now. We had an agreement, Joe. Now you're shooting down our satellites, and it's embarrassing us. So here's what you're going to do, Commander-in-Chief. You're going to get up behind the podium, and you're going to lie today. You're going to lie to make us, China, you're going to lie to make us feel better. And if you don't lie to make us feel better, we're going to destroy you and your son with all the evidence we have on you." And I think that's the likely scenario. And if you think there is a third scenario, I'm all ears. I'm all ears for the president of the United States of America to admit to the entire planet that we've been shooting things down and we have no clue what they are. That is a world-changing admission. The world, not just you, not just me right now, the world is staring in disbelief at that. There are only two explanations, and neither of them are good. I'll put a little bow on this, and then we have to talk about something that might be scarier. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, that's a dark question to ask, Chris. Chris asks, as we're coming back from the break, how quickly do you think you can learn Mandarin? Chris, we all know I'm a cunning linguist.
Buenas tardes.
I'm not going to have any problem learning Mandarin or whatever other fruit they happen to speak over there in China. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. Mr. Community College will be just fine. No, look, those are the two scenarios. The president to say that means there are two scenarios. Either we are so incompetent that it's amazing any of these people can eat soup without a snorkel, or we're simply bought, paid for, and already done. And man, I'm so ready to move on from this topic because I don't have anything at all good I can tell you about it. The only good news I have for you is this. The Anti-Communist Manifesto is still for sale at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? I was just letting him know. No, look, I don't have anything good to tell you. We're moving on. Because I actually have something worse to tell you. So, you know how we talk about the great sorting on the show? There have been two great sortings. And for you new listeners, just real quickly, COVID, for you, it was a great sorting for you to use personally. It was a sorting for you and the people in your life. You found out during COVID, not now, everyone's Mr. Freedom now. Get that mask away from me. That's everybody now. Forget about now. That's now it's easy. Back when it was difficult, back when it was hard, you found out who the tyrants were in your life. You did. Maybe it was your mom. Shoot, maybe it was your husband, wife, son, daughter, brother, neighbor, coworker. You found out. Put that mask back on. Social distancing. Hey, boss, he's not. No, kids, you can't visit. You haven't been quadruple vaccinated. You found out the person in your life who would turn you into the FBI without a moment of hesitation. Sorry, but the system-serving human being you know during COVID, he's still a system server. He's just going to wait until the system scares him again the next time, and he's going to turn you in and feel like the good guy. So that was that great sorting. And then the midterm elections we just had, 2022 midterm elections. That was the great sorting for your state. For your area, I guess I should say. Can your area be saved? Should have been this red wave year, crime out of control, COVID lockdowns, all these people abused you. What'd your state do? What'd your area do specifically? What'd you do? That was a great sorting. But I think there might be an ugly part of the great sorting that we're not considering. And I have to be honest, especially in light of recent events, makes me a touch nervous. What if there was a great sorting the government did to us? What if the government, as it began its insane COVID lockdown stuff, you know, just little things like Andrew Cuomo murdering 15,000 New Yorkers, just little innocent things like that, nothing major, of course, as the government began its lockdowns and locking you in your home and destroying your livelihood and destroying your mental health and the health of your child and the economy and everything else, maybe the government was paying close attention to who was going to be a good little boy and girl and who wasn't. Which citizens do we need to be concerned about here? Who's going to do as they're told when we say jump? And who's going to be a little rebellious peasant who's got to be put in their place? And maybe you're saying to yourself or to me right now, Jesse, that would never happen. They would never do that. What are you talking about? This is America. Headline. New York City sent the fingerprints of unvaccinated teachers to the FBI. If you're a teacher right now in the city of New York, and for religious reasons or health reasons or medical reasons or whatever the reasons may be, you decided you didn't want to have a heart attack at the age of 30 and you chose not to go in and get quadruple vaccinated. It's just a personal choice, remember, just a personal choice. You were reported to the FBI. Not only were you reported, but they took your fingerprints in, and you now, just so you know, these intelligence organizations, that's what the FBI is. It's not a law enforcement agency anymore. It's an internal intelligence organization. These intelligence organizations aren't in the habit of throwing away your fingerprints, just in case you were under the impression that, well, they got it, but now that COVID's over, I'm sure they're getting rid of it. I bet they're tossing it. Oh, no, 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 no. If you're a New York City teacher who made a personal medical choice, you officially now have an FBI file. And maybe you're sitting there thinking right now, Jesse, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard of. Well, do you think that was just for New York City? Do you really think, as the federal government declared you an enemy of the state, they declared you a genocidal monster? Remember when Biden and his administration said that you were the cause of the, what do they call it, the winter of illness and death for your friends and family members? Do you remember? You remember what they were saying about the unvaccinated for the longest time, right? They made you out to be a murderous enemy of the state. Well, are you sure your information wasn't sent to the federal government? And are you sure the federal government didn't begin a file on who those patriots are? Hey, who are these uppity people in society who are worried about their freedoms? And you do remember, because I want to make sure everyone remembers. I want to make sure everyone keeps this in mind. You remember how American politicians, Republican and Democrat, how American politicians begin to speak about freedom? They spoke about freedom in ways that would have put a politician, if you were a politician in America in the year 1800, and you spoke about freedom in the ways these people did, your physical safety would have been in danger. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but it would have been. From Joe Biden on down. Remember Joe Biden got up several times and mocked the very idea of your freedom? Oh, we have to hear about your freedoms. Oh, your freedoms. Remember that idiot Arnold Schwarzenegger? Remember what he had to say? Chris, you find that Schwarzenegger clip? Oh, you had the Biden one? Play it.
I love how people talk about personal freedom. If you're exercising personal freedom, put someone else in jeopardy, their health in jeopardy. I don't consider that being very dealing with freedom.
You hear what he said too? The derision? That's a great word, Chris. I've been doing a lot of reading lately. What? As an author, I read many, many books, big ones too, that have huge words in them. Anyway, did you hear the derision? I love when they say, that's how we started it out. I love when they talk about freedom. You can hear just how much he looked down his nose at it, the freedom. And you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger clip. Chris already found it. Remember how they, American politicians, remember how comfortable they were speaking to you like this about your freedom?
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
Well, all those same people run the FBI. All those same people who believe the same things. They run the NSA, CIA, DOJ, IRS. They run your medical community. They most definitely run the teachers' unions. Remember, even Fauci even got in on the action. I know, surprise, surprise up there. Hey, I mean, your freedoms are fine, but...
Colleges, university, the military, organizations that employ a lot of people, some of the big corporations, are going to say, if you want to work for us in person, you've got to be there and get vaccinated. And I think that's a good thing. I know I respect people's freedom, but when you're talking about a public health crisis that we've been going through now for well over a year and a half, the time has come. Enough is enough. We've just got to get people vaccinated.
Look, I respect your freedom, but enough is enough. Do you think they started a file on you? All right, you know what? That's enough. That's enough of that. We're moving on. We're going to talk about something conceptual, just something to keep in mind. Sorry, New York City teachers, you got yourself a file now. Hey, look, Chris said he's going to have trouble sleeping tonight. Maybe you will too. That's just because Chris hasn't ponied up the dough for the MyPillow 2.0 yet. That's all there is to it, Chris. You're worried about World War III with China and the president being bought by China. And you're worried about the FBI having a file on you because you're unvaccinated. And I worry about these things too. But those worries go away when I go home and I lay my head down on the temperature regulating thread of the MyPillow 2.0, especially because I can sleep soundly with the knowledge that I took advantage when they were buy one, get one free. Not only do I have the greatest pillow ever, buy one, get one free. You too can sleep through World War III and your FBI files. Maybe in federal prison where we're all going to end up, maybe we'll get MyPillows. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free. But you have to use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. All right, are Democrats the real racists? We love saying that, right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours. Your questions. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Should be noted, not all the emails are mean all the time. This one said, Dear Mount Balding. That nice. The whole thinning air thing couldn't be avoided. Nothing grows well at that attitude, at that altitude. Keep up the good work. That's not nice, Chris. That's not nice. Ooh, we got this one. Serious question. That's something for us to ponder before we get to Democrats being the real racists. Hello again, Crayon Eater. Here's a serious question. I feel like a man without a country. I am openly gay, openly atheist, openly conservative, openly libertarian, openly against murdering babies, not in any order. My family is very Christian / Jewish. I hate what I am seeing happen to my country. I'm your age. Where do I fit in? Am I on the Ron Paul train? I hate all this tranny crap, and I agree with you at least 95% of the time. My fear is that being on this side will cost me my life further down the road. It's not that I won't fight for what I believe, but that the devout will turn on me. I'm sure you are aware what happens in Muslim countries to people like me. What say you? Is there a bridge between the godless and the faithful? I hope one can be. As a side note, my more devout family has shown me a lot of love and support while the communists have alienated me for not following along. Said I pre-ordered your book. If it turns out to be good, I will order more as gifts for those who may still be reachable. Again, thank you all for that. You don't have to keep ordering extra copies of the book. You guys, man, you guys blow me away. You don't have to do that. Thank you. But all right, let's talk about this. I get these emails a lot. I get these emails a lot. Not always from a gay person. Sometimes it's from somebody. Hey, Jesse, I've had an abortion, and I'm not sure where I belong. Jesse, I'm a black dude, and I was raised Democrat, but I'm not sure if I belong. Not sure if Jesse. Listen. I can't give you all the guidance in the world because I'm not you for how you should think and where you should be. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You know why I call myself an anti-communist? Do you know why I'm an anti-communist? I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a libertarian. I'm not a nationalist. I'm not any of these things. Now, I'm probably a bit of all those things. I'm definitely a bit libertarian, a bit nationalist, a bit. I'm obviously quite a bit of all those things, but I am an anti-communist first. Do you know why? Let me explain. Let's say me, Chris, and Michael. Let's say we are in an argument, and it's actually a heated argument because there was a break-in last night here in the studio, and they came in and they stole all of our chairs, and there's one chair left here in the studio, only one chair, and we're in an argument. Who gets the friggin' chair? By the way, guys, I would get the chair. Screw you. It's just a scenario. But anyway, let's say there's one chair left in the scenario, and it's important. We're here for a long time during the day grinding out a radio job. Anyway, quit. No, it's important. I want a chair. Chris wants a chair. Michael wants a chair. We're sitting down, working all day long. We want chairs. So it's an important argument to have. Who's going to end up with the chair? But while we're sitting here arguing about who's going to get the chair, there's a horde of 15 armed Antifa militants trying to kick in the front door so they can murder all of us. Now, the chair argument matters. It's not that it doesn't matter. It is important a lot, but it doesn't matter at all, not even a little, until we address the people who are coming in the door to murder us. The chair just became completely null and void until that problem is taken care of. Once that problem is taken care of, then we can go back and figure out who gets to sit in the chair. I am an anti-communist because libertarian, conservative, nationalist, I don't care what you, gay Republican, I don't care what you consider yourself at all. It genuinely doesn't matter to me at all. We are all, every single one of us, going to be eaten alive and thrown in a wood chipper by the communists unless they are defeated first. Anti-communism is all that matters. Because with these people, when these demons take power, you say you're an atheist? Fine. You don't have to believe in anything. I'm not your pastor. I don't care what you believe in. But you had better believe this. These people, they are committed to destroying everything. It's not about capitalism. Yeah, that's part of it. It's not about America. That's part of it. It's not even about the West. That's part of it. These people, they are the servants of destruction. They worship it. They will destroy everything and everyone. It is their entire religion to tear down, to destroy, to burn down. Everything is evil. Everything is bad. They are called the enemies of humanity for a reason. They're called anti-humans for a reason. Whatever you are, you don't sound mixed up to me. You sound like somebody with a good head on his shoulders. Maybe a little concerned that he wouldn't be welcome. And let me just point out, whatever you view the current state of, if you want to call it this, anti-LGBTQ activism on the right, that never existed 10 years ago. Because people on the right don't give a crap until you force it on my son, until you force it on children, until you bring it into schools, till it's in every movie. You want to do whatever you do? I don't care what you do. I'm a worse person than you'll ever be, pal. I don't care what you do, and I don't judge anybody. But you must, all of us, must be anti-communists first, because until we stop the murderers from coming in the door, who gets the chair in the office? It really doesn't matter. That's the truth of it. All right. I went on a long rant, and I never got to Democrats are the real racists and why that's so lame and not accurate. I'll explain in a moment.
This is an iHeart podcast.